Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
I did two hits.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah!
On 95.7.
Alrighty. That was fun. Have a great weekend, guys. Spadoni and Shasky. What do you got going this weekend, Goo? Oh, not ready yet.
Before I answer that, hey, Spadoni, you got any more of those things? I can say, hey! Yeah! Steiny, I'm doing everything but watching one inning of the Giants and Rockies. I'm done. I am finito with the Gigantes.
Okay, so they're
off the docket.
You're not going to watch the most meaningful weekend of the season to find out if this team has quit or not on Bob Melvin.
I already got the answer to that.
Oh, he can save his job here.
Stoney, stop.
Do you realize if they sweep, they're a 500 team?
Stoney, stop. Again, please.
Well, they were 80-82, I think, last year.
Happy birthday, bud.
Thanks.
Seriously.
Thank you.
And I was going to surprise you. I didn't know everybody was going to remember, but they did. That smelling salt, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, leave another one. I could have used it Monday when you yelled at it. I did two hits.
No, you were already wound up enough that day. So.
Hey, I'm sorry, too.
Hey, by the way, so am I. All right, by the way, so we just had a visual of guys doing smelling salts. I was given something yesterday. This is unreal. I was given something yesterday. And I'm gonna show it in about 5 minutes on the YouTube.
Well, somebody gave you something.
Yeah. This guy gave me one of these things. I haven't seen one of these things in, I would think, 3 decades. But when I was given it and I started looking at it, I was like, this is unbelievable. I not only haven't seen one of these in about 30 years, this one is so much more comprehensive than the last
you
one
got me excited.
I saw 30 right. years ago. And not only that, even though it's been around forever, it's still functional. Like, I could do something
yeah,
with it.
Right.
I'll tell you about it in about 5 minutes, but it's got me excited.
And I want to know the origin of who gave it. You got to share with us who
I
gave
will.
It to
In fact, I may have to give it back to him today.
A transaction?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Right. The law doesn't feel like they need to get involved.
I have to do this. We'll get to sports. But I almost wanted to hug Joe Shasky, our brother, about how he feels on his birthdays. But, Steiny, how you feel this morning on your birthday to be working? Just how do you feel in general with your life and who your partner is outside of Monday?
Pretty good overall.
You look good.
Yeah, pretty good overall. I feel like I'm winding down a little bit.
Now, what does that mean?
It means, you know, I'm not afraid to say that I'm like Curry.
I'm like Curry.
I'm winding down here. I don't know. You know, who knows how much longer Curry's going to play?
In life, you mean? Oh, not here.
Well, you know, I'm a good guy.
Dude, you live for this
stuff. I guess people retire at my age. People retire. It's time.
This is not a real job. This is the toy department of life, Steiny. We talk about what we see. I got real people doing real jobs that they hate, but they got to pay the bills.
Right. And I'm thankful.
And they hate their coworkers.
Right. And I'm
thankful. We don't have that.
I'm thankful for this job. I enjoy it for the most part, but I would much prefer not working if I have enough money.
Could you golf every day if you...
No, I would...
If the bills were... If you had that taken care of, you could golf every day.
5 days a week, yeah.
Wow.
Five or six. For sure. Absolutely.
All right.
But by and large, I feel pretty good.
You look great.
I've got, you know, I tell you, when I was the toughest, as long as we're doing this. Yeah. And Ken, are you 30? You're a little older than 30.
37.
Okay.
Yeah, what a compliment. Worst, you got to be feeling good. Right?
I feel good every day.
Yeah. Worst years of my life were like 24 to 33.
You didn't know where you're going?
Knew. Had no clue.
Agreed.
No clue. There was so much angst.
Where were
depression.
You?
Depression.
When did you get here? How old were you when you got to the Bay?
25.
Ooh, Stoney, so 8 years in the Bay, you didn't know
well,
what it was.
You know what? That's a little unfair.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I kicked around here in the Bay, not really having a lot going on until something broke.
So how soon did you, real quick, like yeah. This is your day. It's our show. We go down, Stoney, we go down swinging. How soon did you get the Warrior job after you came to the Bay?
5 years.
Oh, so it wasn't?
Nah, I got here in 90. I did a lot of blue-collar stuff for,
yeah.
You know, painted and landscaped. And I was 25. Yeah, came out here with $3,000, 1990. $3,000.
Which was like 10 oh, then, yeah. Or 12, 13.
Yeah, I ran out. Don't get me wrong. I got here on, funny thing is, I got here on April 1st. So there's a joke there.
Oh, man.
Then I was out of my done with the $3,000 over that summer. I had spent it all, and then I was just kicking around, and then I got a job. Then I got the worst job in the history of mankind, but I did it for 3 years.
Give it to me.
I worked for a legal publisher, Matthew Bender and Company.
So it's not hard labor. How could that be the worst job?
I was basically what they called an inputter.
Okay.
All I did was type into a computer.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was awful. Word processor, essentially. We called it inputting because the project at the time was they were converting all their legal books into online.
Wow,
so
man.
I would just be sitting there
boring.
Hours. If the complaint and it was awful.
How much did you make?
I can tell you exactly how much
back
I made.
Back then, I'm doing the inflation. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, it came with angst because I had to pass a drug test to get the job. Nailed that, thank God.
Look at him.
And then I signed a contract for $18,800.
Let's go.
1991 or two.
My man is balling.
18,800. And I remember after taxes, I think I was bringing home like $1,200 a month.
But
and I split a big studio with my buddy Andre, and my rent was $400.
So this is pre-kids.
Oh my, this is pre-everything.
My man.
Hey, can
Austin
I
and San Jose said Stoney has family money, but
no,
go ahead,
actually, my parents were high school English teachers. I don't have family
But that's
money.
When teachers really got respected and got paid.
Oh yeah, they made $42,000 back in Pennsylvania. They were killing it.
So a little secret here, but my mom's a word processor, but she actually loves her job, though.
Does she?
She's been doing it for almost 30 years, and she makes really good money off of it.
She wear glasses?
I mean, now, damn good. No, what does that mean?
Because of the job. You got to.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you're looking at a screen for 9 hours a day.
Right,
it's rough. But yeah, she's a word processor. So that's funny you were one, Stiney.
Yeah, for about a year. No, maybe two. It was a long. It was a slog, boy. One good part about the job, though, you could determine your hours. You had 35-hour work week, 7.5 hours.
Oh, come on.
So you could start at 7:15 in the morning and go till 3.
I like that.
Or you could start at 10 and go to like 5:45.
What'd you choose?
7:15. Because I was gone at 2, and then I could get back to the city to play pickup basketball.
My man.
5 days a week.
Yeah.
In the marina. Some of you guys listening out there, maybe in the marina, probably kicked your ass back in the day. Seriously. You probably got a good look at me from behind as I was going by you.
Wow, my man, confident.
All right. Let's see. Well, now we got about 4 minutes. I got a bunch of stuff let me tell you what This is about worth 5 minutes. You realize we're undergoing a change in football right now.
I don't like it because I think I know where you're going.
Go ahead.
That kickoff rule.
Let me tell you something. I'm coming around on it.
Okay. Can I say something?
Sure.
My father and I know we got 3 minutes now, because the kicker kicked it to the 21 and not the 20,
mm-hmm.
the Seattle Seahawks got the ball, and this is the tragedy of it all, at the damn 40. My father asked me, how'd they get down there? I said, the cockamamie rule. It is ruining the sport. And what are we doing with making the field cherishing the 100 or 80 yards? Why do you got to get it at the 40? That was, Steiny, I went off on social media yesterday, and I had everybody backing me.
Okay.
Why Fair. Are you coming you around?
May, you may not. Well, because the rule's going to be the rule.
But it can be changed or done away with okay. if it like I, it's messing it up, man.
Well, what I'm saying is that's the point. If this thing is going to be the way it's going to be, kickers are going to need a new skill set.
Oh, nope.
The Patriots and the Rams have employed this kind of squib job where they've got kickers who can kick the ball low, not like a true squib where they're hitting it on the ground, but they're kicking off and it goes about 10 feet to 15 feet above the ground, and they're able to land it between the 20 and the goal line, and it forces the receiving team to pick up a moving ball after it hits the ground. And the Patriots, for example, opposing teams are starting at the 21 so far
for the Patriots.
Against the Patriots. And if you watch the Rams-Eagles game, too, the Rams did a great job of kicking this ball into an area in the 20 that the guy can't catch it in the air, so he's got to let it bounce, gives the team time. He doesn't handle it cleanly. Now they got a little trouble. And I'm starting to think this thing is so important that I think kickers are going to need to have this skill if this thing continues like it continues.
But that's
like,
the outlier, though, the anomaly. Like, I like hearing that.
You're not going to be
how many guys got kickers like the Patriots?
That's my point. You're going to have
because
to start
drafting.
Because
what I'm watching is affected. It's affecting what I'm watching.
You're
the
going
pleasure.
To have to start drafting kickers who can not only hit 50-yarders, but they can kick off this way, especially if you're getting up, like if you're gaining 10 yards.
That I understand. But until we get there, yesterday was marred by a guy missing the spot by 1 yard, and they got the ball. Steiny, the 40 is damn near the 50.
Well, then that's the one mistake you cannot make. You cannot kick the ball short of the 20.
If I wanted to watch soccer, I would turn on soccer. Yeah. I want to watch a team drive down and get in field goal range.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where'd you get that nugget about the Patriots? Because that's big.
Research.
Starting at the 20th.
Research.
The 20th.
You ever done that?
We got in our fight Monday, Steiny. Why would on your birthday, why would you do that to me?
Because I know I'm
I was
Teflon
really
today.
Upset, man. When? I was really yesterday when Seattle got that ball at the 40. Like, that cut me. I don't like
the new rule either, but it looks
why
like there's a way around it.
Why are you placing more importance on the kickoff? We got the field goal. Why do we need this when you're condensing the field and awarding the off? You're making it easier for the offense to get the ball in score position. I don't like that.
I know you don't.
And you didn't either.
I don't. I'm just saying there's a way to combat it. There might be a way to combat it.
Kicker's getting picked in the number one.
All right. Let's start out this way. This Sunday, we're going back to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale for the kickoff show. Great food, great drinks, great games in the parking lot, and a free shuttle back and forth to the stadium. That's right, it's free. So here's what's going on. The show starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Evan Giddings, Lorenzo Neal, all the early games are going to be on for you to watch. And if you're going to the game, you can jump on their free shuttle to and from Levi Stadium. The first one sold out, and the great people at Laughing Monk have arranged bus number 2. That's right, parking at Laughing Monk for free. Join the party, then take the shuttle back and forth to the game. All you got to do is sign up, and to do so, reserve a spot at 957thegame.com. Click on the kickoff show graphic, and then click on the Eventbrite link and sign up. So we'll be down there on Sunday. Free shuttle from the Laughing Monk to and from the game. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, good morning, everybody. Steiny and Guru with you. I got to show our listeners something on the YouTube chat.
Oh, yeah.
This is unreal.
I showed my boy Squirt. He's he's blown away. Like, I didn't give him the backstory. I'll let you do it.
All right. So, yesterday after work, I bumped into a couple guys. Three, actually. Plumbers.
After getting your haircut.
Got my haircut Wednesday.
Yeah, you look sharp.
So this was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And these three guys were doing a job near the place I was at, and they come sit down, and we start chatting. And they listen to the show, and we started talking about football, and one guy pulls out of his pocket something that I'm going to show on air. I haven't seen one of these in 30 years. Check this out.
That's where it all started, baby.
Check this out.
Look at that.
This is the way we used to do it.
Yeah.
It's called a football ticket.
We call it card, Stein.
Okay. A card or a ticket.
All right. The long one.
And
look at it.
They used to not quite be this comprehensive, but the original gambling was just gambling. On a football ticket.
That's it right there.
So my guy gives me the football ticket.
Which they're still using.
They're using it.
Wow.
They're using it, and they got action. And I'm like, hey, he gives it to me. He's like, well, I can tell you what. We're doing the same job tomorrow. We'll probably be here tomorrow. So why don't you take it home? If you want to fill it out, fill it out. I think I'm going to fill out a football ticket.
Look at him.
Now the minimum usually is three. Yeah, usually three. If you go three for three, it was $5.
You guys got to put some respect on my gambling.
If you put a dollar on it and you go three for three, then you win $5. You go four for four, you win $10.
That's where it all started, my man.
Yeah, it really is.
49er.
You young generation.
In the game. He used to be the owner of those cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, 707. You're right. I should say this. For entertainment purposes only.
Oh, there we go. real quick about your hooping, Phil Mo Mike texted me and said, did you ever ball at the Moscone in the marina?
Always. There's three courts there.
Oh, so.
There's the upper.
He's listening.
There's the upper, the lower, and then there was the indoor. The indoor was a short court. That's where we played in the afternoons. On the weekends, I would use. What do you want to know about any court in the city? I know everything about every court in the city.
Are those three still there? Because that sounds attractive.
Well, I don't know that. But the upper court had the double rims. The worst rims you can possibly shoot at.
Yeah, I'm out.
So the routine for me on a Saturday was I'd get up at like 7, and I'd play a game or two on the double rims. But then the better games were down.
So guys were hooping that early.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I missed those days.
I know.
I'll tell you this. If we want to compare, you had the better college career. Well, it was yours to none. But I played in a pickup game in front of my kids and misses and scored two buckets at Venice Beach in a game that was competitive. I don't know if you could top that, Stoney. And I don't know if the city has courts like that to where you could see the bay in the water. Are there any?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Like, no, I'm
Stuart Hall. Stuart Hall School for Boys. I mean, it's such an iconic spot. Curry did a commercial there. So there's a basketball court behind, Stuart Hall, School for Boys.
Okay, I got to check it out.
Go ahead, Carter.
It's on Broadway and Fillmore.
Right, it's in the back. You can't see it from the street, but you have to like walk through it.
Okay.
Then it just opens up, and the Golden Gate Bridge is right in front of you. And there's a pickup basketball court there, and it's above everything. It's just incredible.
We need to go. Just shoot around.
Now, I don't know if you could just walk in there, because it's a school, but
you can with me.
Oh, Carter said you can with him.
Did you go there?
No, but I went to the high school, so I know all of them.
I got you. I got you.
Dude, I'm getting goosebumps thinking of that scenery. Seriously, the city?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Sure you've seen the Curry commercial. I can't remember what it's for, but he does a commercial out there. Let's go to Devin in an Uber. Dude. What's up, Devin? How you doing, man?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing this morning?
Hey, pretty good.
I, as the head of Steiny Secret Service, I just want to win. And if you want to become Steiny Secret Service, man, Steiny and I will talk. We'll see if you have, the guts of what it takes. We got to talk to Goo, too, because Goo's his right-hand man. But I just want to say on behalf of Steiny Secret Service, brother, happy birthday, man. You make 24 look good. That's all.
You're the man. Thank you, Devin. Appreciate your appreciate that, man.
D and the Uber.
Appreciate that. Go ahead.
No. It's your birthday. I'm not going to be Westbrook. Not going to interrupt.
Maybe what I'd like for my birthday is for you to carry the show, me to chill out.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. And Stoddy, we keep it real. We're family, man. I do owe you apology Monday. I went back.
I don't want to do that. But I.
Why wouldn't I let it go? I kept going.
I'm sorry, too.
We went to a break. That's the bail. I went to the corner and came back. My son got at me. He was like, yo, it's your birthday. I'm sorry, man, for Monday. I'm going to just leave that to him.
I'm sorry, too. Oh, God, I can't even get through this damn show.
Where's the smelling salt? One more.
All right, Telmo. Telmo heard us talking about the kickoff and wants to jump in. What's up, Telmo? How you doing?
What's up, fellas? It's been a while, but just been listening to the show and decided to call in. First of all, Steiny, happy birthday.
Thank you, man.
I love birthdays because in the world of being an adult and having responsibilities and schedules, it's always a good excuse to get together with loved ones and friends and do something fun. But the thing about the 30-year-old thing, I thought you were going to say a roach clip. I haven't seen one of those in about 30 years.
Wow. That's pretty good.
All right, Telmo.
Not what he was thinking, Gavlin. The roach clip.
No.
You ever use one of those?
No. No.
It's legal now.
Not that I remember. I don't know.
Oh, he's driving back from Diego, Evan. He'll be back Monday.
He'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, he's driving back. And we missed a boat. The best cocaine movie is Boogie Nights.
I didn't like that movie.
I loved it.
I didn't like that movie.
He was the man.
That didn't do it for me.
Hey, Kenny, he was the man. Mark Wahlberg was the man.
Would you say that's a movie about cocaine or
something else?
It's about the industry, I thought.
That whole era. What about Saturday Night Live with Travolta? Blow was a part of...
Saturday Night Fever?
Society, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Live with Belushi, too, probably.
Yeah, they were doing the cocaine.
Belushi had a little issue. Jim Mole, Super Chat, our good friend. He's in Vegas right now. He says happy birthday to one of my buddies. Still in Vegas, so have one for me later, fellas. Jim, you're killing me because I was going to get you a few because you did a favor for me.
Speaking of which, did he come through?
Yeah, he came through.
That dude is a... Yeah. And speaking of which,
our great friend Jim.
I don't want to count his pockets, but I'm going to count his frequent flyer miles. Our boy travels.
Yeah, he got four tickets for Marcy and her
daughter.
That is
just awesome. Yeah.
Thanks,
Jim. Too bad she couldn't come in and talk about it.
Well, it's a Friday, and we, as you notice, we're heavy on football.
We
can't bring Marcy in here and talk about non-sports.
D-line. Could you imagine? Doubt about it, boy.
Oh, man.
Where would she fit?
Oh, boy. All right, so we'll get into the Niners on the other side, I promise. Who's going to play? Who's not going to play? The Jacksonville Jaguars in town. Levi Stadium on Sunday, and they go to 4-0 with a short week ahead against the L.A. Rams. So, big weekend for the Niners. They get off to a 4-0 start. They'll be sitting pretty. There's no doubt about that. Who's going to quarterback? Purdy? Mac Jones? I think it's Purdy. I do. I just think
you're strong in your convictions, but the way this Niner thing is going, wake me up Sunday morning and tell me who's starting, because I can believe nothing else. I was listening to Willard and Dibbs yesterday on the way home, Steiny, and we could get to it on the other side. But the way this team is injured, there's no way in hell, and I've heard it different places too, this can be a trap game. This can't. I mean, the Niners are not whole. It can't be.
Yeah,
a
but they're
trap
favored
game.
At home. That's what a trap. That's the definition of a trap game. Mm-hmm. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Gonna have a fun show today. It's a payday Friday. It's all you need to know. Dub Nation, by the way. Preseason right around the corner. Media Day's on Monday, ladies and gentlemen. And 95.7 The Game is going to tip things off in style next Saturday, October 4th, from Pier 39. It's going to be a Warriors preseason special with Goo and Evan Giddings. Live appearances from Warrior favorites Festus Ezeli, Zaza Pachulia, Kalena Azubuike's going to be there, Timmy Roy, and Bonte Hill's also going to be there. You're also going to have a chance to win tickets to the first preseason game, which is the following night against the Lakers, and Jake LaRavia, as Joe Spadoni would say, and also LeBron James. And if that's not enough, like I said, Evan Giddings and Guru, they're going to be live 12 to 4 doing their show. So come by and say hello. Pier 39, it's hoops, it's hype, and the season is almost here. And 95.7 The Game, ladies and gents, it is your home for Warrior basketball. That segment was also sponsored by Safeway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.